So we're chatting the National Arts Festival. It's an 11-day festival that started last night and goes until Sunday, the 18th of July. And it usually happens in Makanda, formerly Grahamstown in the Eastern Cape, but because of COVID, they have to go online again. It was online last year as well. So this year it's fully online, so you can watch it from anywhere you want to, which is very, very cool actually. And it's the largest arts festival in the country. It's been running for over 40 years, and I chatted to the CEO, Monica Newton, to see what we can expect this year.
What to watch with Nadia Romanos on 5 Drive.
Monica, the National Arts Festival has just gotten underway, and it's the largest arts festival in the country. Can you tell us more about the scale of the festival and what it means for the arts industry, especially now during a pandemic?
The National Arts Festival is part of a really big ecosystem. The festivals play a very, very important role in presenting platforms for artists to present what is generally new work, or work that they are experimenting with, or work in progress. Sometimes it's also a platform for work to be presented for possibility of creating international interest, because we would generally have international festival directors and theatre owners and those kinds of folks with us. So the festivals are a sort of a research and development engine in the arts, as well as obviously being major opportunities for artists, technicians, creatives to generate income. So our responsibilities in the pandemic have been to just keep going. We're a non-profit company. We're not in this for the money. And at the end of the day, our mandate is about supporting arts, creating experiences, bringing arts and audiences together. And it's our job to do that no matter what.
Last year's festival had to move online, and you were hoping that this year's festival could be sort of a hybrid between online and live shows, but now you've also had to go fully online. How do you last minute turn half of your entire experience online?
With great difficulty. But the one thing that the pandemic last year taught us is that you've got to have a plan B, a plan C, a plan D. So we designed the 2021 festival to be as flexible as possible. We created a platform called Standard Bank Presents to really begin to explore the possibility of the festival finding people at home in Durban, Cape Town, Johannesburg, and Gqeberha. And we managed to do that work, even though in Joburg particularly, we didn't have live audiences for those productions. So in essence, all of that work was coming onto the National Arts Festival online anyway. Some of the work is interactive via Zoom, and some of it is video on demand. Our exhibitions are being mounted, but we're going to be doing 360-degree photography so that it can be captured for online walkthrough exhibitions. So yeah, it's been another pivot. What we didn't anticipate is that we would have about a week to do it.
How do people watch and be a part of the shows?
Our website is our core platform, nationalartsfestival.co.za, in the same way as it was last year. So we have a live streaming schedule, which essentially means that by appointment, you can join a live stream performance. So we've got a schedule. It'll tell you what's on the fringe, what's in the curated program. It gives you a sense of genre. And all of those shows go out at a particular time. Those shows are, however, recorded for video on demand. So if you do miss them, don't worry. We got you. Until the 31st of July, the content will be online.
Can you tell us more about some of the things we can look forward to?
One of the things that we're most excited about is that we have a piece about Hedy Lamarr called Hedy that in fact is going to be live streamed from its performance at the Reykjavik Fringe Festival in Iceland. Now, in a curious alignment, a sort of cosmic geometry, as it were, Hedy Lamarr was also very influential in creating what we now know as modern Wi-Fi. And it is that kind of technology that's bringing the piece Hedy to the National Arts Festival this year. So there are some of those kinds of interesting pieces that are almost a moment in time that will never be repeated. We've got fantastic performances by the Standard Bank Young Artists of 2020. So Sison Tonte, Lulu Mangeni, Spook Matambo, and of course the amazing J-Bobs producing works. The Standard Bank Jazz Festival this year is, as always, one of the jewels in our crown. I'm going to really, really enjoy Commission Continua coming to us from Johannesburg. I have been transfixed by the Zondo Commission. In essence, it's a piece that reflects on the commissions of inquiry and how it's impacted on our psyche.
Where can people get tickets?
nationalartsfestival.co.za. Get the full festival pass. It will give you access to the entire creative program. And very, very critically, and I cannot emphasize this enough, the art sector really needs everybody's support at this point. You know, we imagine that there will be an art sector tomorrow when we're able to be live. No, if we don't support the arts now, there will not be an arts festival or artists working in a professional way tomorrow.
Monica, thank you so much. And I can't wait to enjoy the festival from the comfort of my couch.
Thanks so much, Nadia. And again, thank you so much to you and the 5FM team for being so supportive. We really, really appreciate it.
What to watch with Nadia Romanos on 5 Drive.
That was CEO Monica Newton from the National Arts Festival, which is online now, and it's something fun and unique to watch online, so let's support the arts. And that's what to watch this week.